For the Children's Sake by Susan Schaefer Macaulay. The book is subtitled Foundations of Education for Home and School. Introduction. I'd like to explain a couple of things to you before you start this book. When I began writing it, I used the phrase he or she when talking about people in general. I did so because I wanted to make it clear that boys and girls and men and women are included when we talk about persons. Unfortunately, it became very awkward when spelled out each time, and it might well have become a real hindrance to readers. So in later drafts, I reluctantly went back to the old-fashioned he, intending it to mean he or she, just as man conventionally means man and woman. I do hope that this compromise doesn't give offense to any reader. It's a question of simplifying language, not of devaluing my own sex. I'm not giving male children a higher status than female, nor male adults a higher status than females. I believe that all are of equal value, and I believe that this is the Bible's teaching. Another point I would like to make is that this book takes the accuracy of the Christian worldview for granted without first making out a case for it being true. Now, my reason for believing that the Bible is true is not simply because I've been a Christian since childhood. Quite the contrary. It's very important to me that there are reasons why the Judeo-Christian faith can be seen to be actually true. It's just that this is not the book in which to explain those reasons. I'm starting from the time when, as ordinary parents, I and my husband Ronald tried to find a practical educational philosophy. For us, this had to relate to the truth of Christianity. However, you'll find lots of ideas that are often put into practice by many thoughtful non-Christians. Of course, if we stumble upon things that are really right, we'll not be the only ones who will have noticed them. Good and true ideas keep cropping up in different contexts. If you aren't a Christian, you'll still be...